This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Oh, a lot of people fighting the flu. 40% of Americans say they didn't get a flu shot and won't this winter for three primary reasons. They're worried about bad side effects. They think it won't work. Or they think it will actually give them the flu. I've never had an issue, and I've been getting them for years. I figure it's a pretty good gamble. How many seconds you think you have to make a good first impression? Word out today, it's 27 seconds, and that starts from the moment someone lays eyes on you. So what can you do to make sure that impression is good? Here are a few things. Smile. Be polite. Be well-spoken. Make eye contact. Listen well. Smell nice. Have a good tone of voice and good body language. Oh, yes, and dress well. Yeah, the three worst things you can do: stink, be arrogant, and dress poorly. If you're looking for a place with a lot of holiday spirit, new survey out that factored things in like Google searches for Christmas movies, shopping trends for ornaments and wrapping paper, Christmas music streaming habits, and how much people give to charity this time of year. So the place they say has the most Christmas spirit is Washington, followed by South Dakota, Utah, Missouri, and Maine. On the bottom of the list, Alaska, followed by Hawaii. Apparently the spirit fades once you're outside the lower 48. Turning the page in 60 seconds, it's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Might not think about this, but if you're trying to close a business deal, research says stay away from fancy restaurants. Instead, you'll have a better chance of success if you try to get the deal done at a Chinese restaurant. Researchers found that sharing food at an Indian place or eating Spanish tapas also works if you want to reach a deal faster. Okay. This week, everybody's starting to feel a little extra jolly, and you're seeing that on social media. So if you're feeling bah humbug, you might want to stay away this week, because you'll see plenty of posts on Christmas trees, elves on the shelf, kids with Santa. I've finished my shopping and wrapping posts. Photos of pets in Santa hats, photos of food, and photos of gifts. Merry social media Christmas. Food study at the University of Otago in New Zealand has found that fruit and vegetables in their unmodified state have a more positive effect on our mental health than canned, cooked, and processed fruits and veggies. Sounds kind of obvious. Go raw! Hear about the storage tank that overflowed at the chocolate factory in Germany that caused liquid chocolate through the gates of the facility out onto the street. The fire department was called in, but they arrived after the chocolate had solidified and formed a deliciously sweet pavement. Had to use shovels and pickaxes to remove the mess. They didn't need firefighters. They needed Oompa Loompas. Hey, remember, thanks to a secret Christmas angel, all adoption fees at the Alvan Humane Society are covered through this Saturday. Shelter full of dogs and cats just looking for their forever homes. And all this week, all adoption fees are being covered by a secret Christmas angel. If you're looking for a pet, cat, or dog, stop in to Alvan Humane Society on Blue Star Highway and see what's available. Or call ahead, 637-5062, their website, al-van.org. And Christmas Angel, whoever you are, thank you. Knucklehead story out of Scotland today, where a cyclist wearing a helmet cam called out a guy in the next lane for focusing too much on his phone. The guy in the car gets defensive and claims he can do both safely. But he quickly fails when he rear-ends another car that stopped in traffic. Oh, nobody injured. It was just a minor fender bender and a moral victory for the guy on the bike. The Daily Buzz. you have some buzzable material, get it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. Drop things off here at the station if you like on M140 in South Haven. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all the great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Landecker will buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.